There's a lot of different challenges our members face. Affordability is one. We've seen cost of living in the last few years just skyrocketing. Wages have not kept up during that time. So folks are really feeling it. They're feeling the crux when it comes to putting food on their table, putting gas in their car. I see gas is about $1.91 here. It's just about $2 back home, but in a lot of places it's not that high. But being able to put gas in your car to get to work, to get to hockey games, those types of things is super important. So the affordability crisis is definitely top, front, and center for a lot of folks here.
How do things that are happening here compare with what you're seeing in other jurisdictions across the country?
Well, there's two provinces where things are going much better, and that's my home province of British Columbia, and then also in Manitoba. And those are the two provinces where we have NDP governments that really care about workers, they care about the citizens. They're dealing with issues like the affordability crisis. They're dealing with a lot of those other types of issues that are important to our members and to Canadians generally. But across the rest of the country, whether it's Saskatchewan, Alberta, Ontario, Quebec, pretty much everywhere else that there's a non-New Democratic party in power, workers are definitely struggling.
Aside from just simply being of a different political affiliation, what are those governments doing that maybe you would like to see implemented in this province?
Sure. Well, they're actually consulting and listening to leaders, not just of CUPE, but of other unions here. And I've heard this a few times when they talk about consultation, it's giving our provincial president a call 15 minutes before they make the announcement. That's not consultation. That's telling us what's going to happen. But in those other provinces, like in Manitoba and British Columbia, there is real consultation. They bring union leaders in. They bring frontline workers into meetings. They talk about whether it's health care, whether it's social services, and they have real meaningful discussions, and those discussions then make up the policy or the laws as we move forward. So that's a big difference.
What else is coming down the pike now? Because I know there's a couple more days left to this convention. What else is on the agenda here?
Well, of course, there's the usual resolutions and some constitutional amendments. But what we've been talking about really the last day and a half, and we'll be talking about for the next, day, is around politics mattering. That politics matter, how about we put it that way? And, because we talk about a lot of different things that impact people's lives, whether it's the economy, whether it's the environment, whether it's healthcare, and all of those things at their fundamental core really are about politics. And those are decisions that are being made in parliaments, whether it's here in Newfoundland and Labrador or in Ottawa. Those are decisions that are being made and affecting people's lives. So our message to our delegates and our messages to CUPE members and really Canadians across the country is that politics matter. You may not like to talk politics and may be uncomfortable, but they really matter and they need to get involved. They need to pay attention to what people like Pierre Poilievre are saying, but more so what he's done in the past, what his records mean when it comes to dealing with unions like ours or dealing with childcare where he's voted against it. So really it's an issue about politics. We want people to just really start paying attention.
A lot of it has been made in this province about the use of the P3 model for various projects. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, P3s are a joke. I mean, they're good for corporations, usually multinationals. And, I've been president now for 8 years, national president for a little over 8 years. And Newfoundland was the last place to actually see public-private partnerships. Sure, there was some privatization, there was some contracting out going on, but this whole-scale move to P3s is bad for everybody. It's bad for average citizens. It's bad for small businesses. It's bad for workers generally. It's bad for everybody. There's lots of studies out there, and when they brought them to British Columbia, when they brought them to Alberta and other provinces, we looked at what had happened in the UK, where they brought them in a couple decades ago, and we knew they were bad news from what happened there. Now you just need to look at those provinces that have P3s and the costs associated. It's up to 50% more to deliver services through P3s. So I don't know why they brought them in here when everybody else was starting to get out of them.